Could he be the one? Say our search is over. Could he be the one true hope to set us free? In a
seems I found the right hillside.
Yes, you did. But I thought I asked you to look a little less like a soldier. You stand out like a camel in the Holy of Holies. And only a blind man would miss your friends across the way. I thought I could trust you, Marcus.
You can trust me. Octavius is only here in case of a disturbance. Honestly, I wouldn't think a Roman uniform would cause such a problem by now. All the other nations have seen the benefits of working with Caesar. Why are the Jews resisting us?
Could it possibly be because the Romans have taxed us into complete poverty and denied us the freedom to worship the one true God as we please?
Hold on, you're starting to sound like your grandfather. Look, I'm here to help Amaziah, not argue. Although we have allowed the Jews to observe the religious practices, within reason.
We are tolerated only to the point that we are not a threat to Caesar's rule. Anyone who crosses that line is dealt with in the cruelest of ways. Surely you've heard of the place in Jerusalem called Golgotha, where Pilate hands out Roman justice to anyone who threatens the mighty Caesar.
Roman justice is swift and final. I agree. But it's also fair and just. An innocent man has no reason to fear the Roman courts. Thieves and insurrectionists get only what's due to them by the hand of the governor.
Why would I have thought that you'd understand? A Roman soldier could never know what it is to be a Jew. One day God will deliver us, and we will be free to worship as we please. Until then, we suffer persecution at the hands of whichever brutal government is fashionable.
Wait, deliver you? With a Messiah, right?
Yes, a Messiah. How did you know?
My men and I hear things. It's our job to know local politics. Speaking of the man, where is he? When can I meet him?
There he is, the man in the middle. That's Jesus.
He's not at all what I envision.
I'm not surprised. He's not what a lot of people think the Messiah will be.
But he is the Messiah, right? The one to free all of Israel from the tyranny of Rome? I'm sorry, but he hardly looks like a conquering hero.
I don't pretend to be wise in the matters of Scripture, and I don't know all the prophecies like the men do, but I do know that Jesus is different. He's special. He's not changing governments, Marcus. He's changing people. And when he speaks of the Heavenly Father, it's as if he speaks with complete authority, with familiarity. And he is so wise, far beyond his years. But mostly, Marcus, he loves people.
Well, when can I meet him?
First, Marcus, listen.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Blessed are
Thank you.
Marcus, what are you doing?
Hannah, there won't be any trouble. Amaziah can wait no longer. I must speak with this man now. Lord, I have a dear servant at home who lies paralyzed and in terrible suffering.
Then I shall go and heal him.
Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. But say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one to go, and he goes. This one to come, and he comes. I tell my servant to do this, and he does it.
I tell you the truth. I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Go. It will be done as you believed it would.
I don't think I can believe this. Was it as simple as that? Just because I believed he could delegate his authority to one of his men? I understand. Does this mean that Amaziah is going to be all right?
Go see for yourself, Marcus. Go home and see what a little faith can do.
I don't believe what I just saw. Our commander comes here begging for the help of some Jewish holy man, and he takes the rabbi's word just because he has faith. Faith in a penniless Jew. I don't believe this.
Marcus has faith, Octavius. Very rare in a Roman, but a fact of life for the Jew. Faith is the key to knowing God.
By faith was our father Abraham led to follow God through a foreign land.
By faith were his heirs numbered as the sand, for he was a man of faith.
By faith Sarah bore her only son, and a mighty nation was thus begun.
By faith in Jehovah was all this done, for she was a woman of faith.
Land out of slavery.
By faith did he part the great Red Sea, for he was a man of faith.
By faith Daniel entered the lion's den, and without a scratch he walked out again.
By faith we can learn to be just like him, for he was a man of faith. By faith are we called God's chosen race, do we bless his name, do we seek his face. By faith only led through all our days, for we are people of faith.